The Lord's Prayer, Week 1, Day 6. Hallowed be thy name. Arcana Celestia, 6674. That the name of Yahuwah denotes everything by which he is worshipped. Thus, in the supreme sense, everything that proceeds from the Lord is evident from the benediction. Yahuwah bless thee and keep thee. Yahuwah make his faces to shine upon thee, and have mercy on thee. Yahuwah lift up his faces upon thee, and give thee peace. So shall they put my name upon the sons of Israel. Arcana Celestia, 6887. This is my name forever. That this signifies that the divine human is the quality of the divine itself. As the divine itself cannot be worshipped because it cannot be approached either by faith or by love, being above every idea, therefore the name is the divine human, because it is the quality of the divine itself which can be approached and worshipped. Apocalypse Explained, 102. From this it is clear what is meant in the Lord's Prayer by the words, Hallowed be thy name, namely, that the divine human of the Lord is to be accounted holy and to be worshipped. Divine Providence 230. Scarcely anyone in the Christian world knows what is meant by the name of God, and for the reason that no one knows that there are no names in the spiritual world like those in the natural world, but each one there has a name that is in accordance with the quality of his love and wisdom. For as soon as anyone enters a society or into association with others, he immediately receives a name that is in accord with his character there. This name is effected by spiritual language, which is such that it is capable of naming everything, for each letter in its alphabet signifies a single thing. And the several letters joined into a single word, and making a person's name, involve the entire state of the thing. This is one of the wonders of the spiritual world. And as the Word is the divine going forth, which is the name of God, and as all the divine things that are called the spiritual things of the church are from the Word, they too are the name of God. True Christian Religion, 112. The Father, in his human, is the name of God. For the Lord said, Father, glorify thy name, that is, thy human. And when this is done, the kingdom of God comes. And the reason why this prayer was commanded for the present time is evident, namely, that through his human an approach may be had to God the Father. This is the true explanation of the words of that prayer. True Christian Religion 308. It must be kept in mind that a divine heavenly sphere of love continually goes forth from the Lord toward all who embrace the doctrine of his church, who are obedient to him, as children are to their father and mother in the world, who devote themselves to him, and who wish to be fed, that is, instructed by him. From this heavenly sphere, a natural sphere arises, which is one of love towards infants and children. This is a most universal sphere, affecting not only men, but also birds and beasts and even serpents, nor animate things only, but also things inanimate. From the influx of that heavenly sphere into the natural world, come the marvelous developments of vegetation from seed to fruit and again to new seed. It is from this also that many kinds of plants turn, as it were, their faces to the sun during the day and turn them away when the sun sets. It is from this also that there are flowers that open at the rising of the sun and close at his setting. It is from this also that the songbirds sing sweetly at the early dawn, and likewise after they have been fed by their mother earth. Thus do all these honor their father and mother. They all bear testimony that in the natural world, the Lord provides, through the sun and the earth, all necessities, both for animate and inanimate things. Questions and comments. Number 1. Arcana Celestia, 2724, tells how the ancient Jews and others took pride in the special name of God that they used, rather than loving the faith and love to the Lord that his names actually stand for. Could we do something similar by the fact that we speak of Yehovah in Kempton? Number 2. The reason we use the name Yehovah is because the heavenly doctrine always translates the Hebrew name of the Lord as Yehovah. We are trying to follow the example of the heavenly doctrine. But we often keep the Lord in recitations because it is familiar and beloved. The small capitals are a sign that in Hebrew it actually says Yehovah, rather than Adonai, the Hebrew word for Lord. Number 3. Divine Providence 230 says that the word, too, is meant by the name of God, which we must keep holy. Do you often hear people not keeping the names of God or the word holy? Are there situations where you might fall into some bad habits in this regard? Number 4. Is it quietly exciting that the Lord commanded this prayer for the present time, because now that he has risen, and especially now that he has made his second coming, we can approach our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Savior, in the Lord? Number 5. How do you picture the divine heavenly sphere of love going forth from the Lord toward all who embrace the teaching of his church? How do you picture responding to and receiving his sphere of love?